The polls are closed in Iraq after a day of voting marred by suicide bombings and mortar attacks on polling centers in some cities, especially in Baghdad. More than 20 Iraqis were killed and dozens wounded. An official of Iraq's Election Commission put overall voting turnout at more than 70%. But reports from the Sunni Muslim towns and cities north and west of the capital say many people stayed away from the polls. There was heavy voter turnout in Iraqi Kurdistan and in the Shiite-dominated region in the south of the country. We first go to NPR's Ivan Watson, who was in the Kurdish city of Erbil in northern Iraq. Ivan, how did the vote go where you are?
Well, the atmosphere here was festive and peaceful. I don't have any security incidents to report from Iraqi Kurdistan. I saw families dressed up in their holiday best, and they came out in groups to vote, and in large groups. At one polling station I visited, there were at least 4,000 voters, organizers said, in the first 3 hours that the polls were open there. The streets, you had families promenading throughout the day here, and they were empty of cars due to the ban on vehicles. You had a lot of kids setting up impromptu soccer games in the highways of Erbil today.
Now, explain the stakes here. What do the Kurds want out of the election?
The prime motivation here is Kurdish nationalism. That's what most voters, almost all of them, said.
We seem to have lost NPR's Ivan Watson, who's in the Kurdish city of Erbil in northern Iraq. NPR's security correspondent, national security correspondent, Tom Gelton, is in the studio with us. We've been listening to what's happening in various places around Iraq during the election. First of all, what's your impression of what you're hearing about turnout and about early results, early exit polls, I guess you could say?
I haven't heard any exit poll results yet, Leanne. I don't think anyone is daring. It takes enough courage just to vote. It would take even more courage to go out there and actually try and interview people about who they voted for. But it's clear that a lot of people are voting. We just heard that from Ivan Watson in the north, and we heard it earlier from Deb Amos in Basra in the south. You quoted the representative of the Iraqi Election Commission as saying that the turnout amounts to 72% of the country's registered voters. We have no idea how he came up with that number, and I think we have to take it a bit cautiously, to say the least. Still, it is obvious that a lot of people are turning up to vote, and I think one important point to make here is that every single Iraqi who showed up to vote today, in effect, was casting a vote against the insurgency, or at least that portion of the insurgency associated with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who last week declared that he and his group were totally against this election, that anyone who participated in it would be considered an infidel. So I think it's fair to say that what we are seeing today is a solid statement on the part of those Iraqis who voted, rejecting the at least that part of the insurgency that's associated with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. And this, I think, is a very important point, one that we should not lose sight of, because it's been hard to get a sense, really, of how much backing this insurgency has had in Iraq up to now. This may end up today being the most significant development. The big question, of course, is the level of Sunni participation. The reports that we have gotten from Deb in Basra and Ivan in the north are both from areas with heavy non-Sunni participation. We're still waiting to see what the results are from the Sunni areas.
We want to get back with NPR's Ivan Watson, who's in Erbil. Ivan, you were talking about what the Kurds want out of this election, and you've also been in contact with two cities near Kurdistan, where before the election the tension was very high, the cities of Kirkuk and Mosul. Continue with what you were saying about the stakes here.
Well, the Kurds are also competing in Kirkuk. That's a northeastern multi-ethnic oil-rich city. They're competing for control of that city with Turkmen and Arab communities there. They all claim to have majorities there, so the elections are quite tight there. The Kurds have won permission to bus in tens, perhaps more than 100,000 Kurds who were deported from that city by Saddam Hussein, to bring them in to vote, to bolster their party's results. Now, an Arab party has boycotted the elections as a result of that, but I'm getting reports that more and more Arabs were coming to the polls as the day progressed today. There was only really one security incident to report. That was a mortar that was lobbed into a stadium inhabited by more than 100 Kurdish squatter families. A 15-year-old boy was killed in that attack. Over in Mosul, the situation is much more dire. That is a very violent city. It only has a fraction of the polling stations that the other major cities of Iraq have. No police force to speak of, and much of the election organization force, they quit as well prior to the vote. I've just gotten word from a Kurdish security source that a polling station was hit in the nearby town of Talafer, near to Mosul. There was also some fighting reported. Some voting going on in Kurdish neighborhoods, much less in the Arab neighborhoods of this, the largest city in northern Iraq.
NPR's Ivan Watson in the Kurdish city of Erbil. Ivan, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.